Are we ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Wait till Brandon gets sat down.
Go ahead.
All right. This is the regular meeting of the Oroville Town Planning and Zoning Commission, March 25th, 2026. I'll call this meeting to order. We've got an agenda before us. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No. We've got minutes from last month's meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve those. I've read through them. They seem accurate.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of last month's meeting, February 25th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No nays. Motion carries. Okay, the first item of business, we've got a public hearing. A zone change application is requested by Terry Griffiths to change the zone of parcels 0-6-13, 0-6-14 and 0-6-15 from single family residential R1A to commercial district C1. Before we open this public hearing, I'd like to note that in November of 2012, Terry Griffiths requested this same thing from those three parcels. I've got the minutes of that meeting from town council. Curiously, instead of approving the zone change for all three parcels, all they did was change the zone from the back 30 feet of the three parcels to commercial, to allow for parking.
Okay. Like from the streets?
30 feet from the... Terry, it was...
From the original... I owned the original part... I bought that from Dylan Cox. It's where the back of the store is, out to the road. And then later I bought that from Burl Sawyers on the back. So there were two separate pieces of property. And so they went 30 feet from the back of the original property where the store's off, not where the hardware store at, just where the grocery store at. They went 30 feet that way. And I never paid enough attention. I just thought it was right.
The idea was that the driveway should be commercial, et cetera, et cetera. So instead of doing that so that that would work that way, all they did for some reason is grant 30 feet of additional commercial property at the back of those three properties next to where the grocery store was.
Yeah. So just for parking, but not to the street, sorry.
So the hardware store is setting on the commercial and the other is not. So the hardware store is setting on the commercial there.
Yeah, and so is the grocery store, but the rest back is not. It's still...
But they went from the from the grocery store, not the hardware store.
Yeah, they went from the grocery store back towards the high school, 30 feet. Yeah.
The property from the grocery
right.
store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when he built the hardware store, he lost his commercial parking because he put the hardware store.
Well, that's why we've done it. I think they required me to do that to build the hardware store.
They did.
That's why I remember.
It's in these minutes about parking and et cetera, et cetera. If anybody wants to read through these things while the public hearing's going on.
We all have a copy.
Oh, do you all have a copy? Okay, give me my copy back there.
Where's my copy?
You took a copy
from
earlier.
I know, but I left that in my truck.
I'm not planning on changing anything. I'm just trying to do it so I don't have a bad situation in the future with somebody. I'm not saying I need that.
In the future, this precedes a possible lot line adjustment so that the property lines are correct on there and so that the commercial property owns the driveway, the existing driveway, and that is commercial. That's the purpose of all of this.
It makes sense.
Straighten that out.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So once again, we will open a public hearing on this matter if there's anybody that wishes to comment.
Can I comment, or do I have to wait?
If the public's done, we'll close the public hearing, and then it's our turn. Not yet, Alex. Okay, since there's no comments, we'll close the public hearing and go to the first item of business after that. Which is consider recommending for approval denial to the Orderville Town Council. The zone change application for parcels 0-6-13, 0-6-14, and 0-6-15, going from single-family residential R1A to commercial district C1, as requested by Terry Griffiths. Okay, now is the time for the town board to weigh in on this. Or the Planning Commission, I should say.
Yeah. I guess I get what you're doing. It makes sense. I think that whole driveway should be commercial for your store. It, you know, should have happened years ago, I guess. Why parcel 13? Why should we take that from R1A to commercial? I know you say you're not going to do anything with it, but what's the point of rezoning a lot that has nothing to do with the driveway situation at your store?
I guess I just own them, so I just thought I'd do the whole thing. So I didn't have to do something in the future or something that doesn't want to change. Parcel 13, and that's the farthest one.
Yeah.
West. Yeah, it's big enough. Yeah, I don't really have to.
And then, so it's 13, 14. So then 15, with cutting that corner off, does that, are we now too small to be R1A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what was the square footage of that small
store? I think it's 12,000.
I think you said 10,000.
I thought it was, but I AI'd it, and it was like 8,500.
Okay.
And the other one was like 9,500.
Okay.
I didn't know how to figure all the dimensions that on the recertified, he's got how many points of an acre it is. So I asked IA what that meant, and I tried.
So you actually have one parcel then that's 8,500, which is below standards even for R1.
Oh.
R1 is 9,000. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize
that. Hence, which is one of the reasons why commercial works for what he needs to do.
It works, but wouldn't a variance work as well?
It could. Yes, it could.
I guess my concern, which I've had multiple people from town voice their concerns to me. They didn't show up here to do that. They decided just to call me. But housing's limited, as we all know. Like, why rezone these commercial if they don't have to be? Like, if they're not being used as commercial, you have no plans of commercial, then why make them commercial? I guess.
That's the easiest way to accomplish what I need to do to get that driveway and land to the store.
No, I think we should figure out how to make that happen. Like, I think you need that space to be commercial, and I totally agree with that.
Okay.
But like, I don't think we should do the easiest thing just because it's easy.
Tell me how to think ought to do it.
I think you should get a variance for those two lots.
Oh, okay.
To be still R1A.
Well, I think if one lot could be R1 and still.
Right, that's fine
that
too.
That would be good. The only one that would need a variance is the
14, right?
14, is it?
I think 13. I think it's 14. I think 13 is the one that's like 0.36.
14. It's the one that the driveway goes through most of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 15, 13 could remain as is. 15 would have to be rezoned to R1.
R1.
And then 14 is going to need a variance.
Or if, I mean, it was just that all three gone commercial was concerning. I mean, if we have to just rezone just 14 to be commercial and where the driveway goes through mostly, then I guess I don't see as big of a concern with that one. So maybe not having to go to variance, just rezoning 15, leaving 13.
Yeah, the question is, and one of the reasons I referred back to what happened before, where instead of granting the entire properties to be rezoned, they only gave 30 feet, can we do something different that has not been published and noticed? Can we, Brianna?
I would think not.
Well, that's my opinion, too. I don't know. And that's happened recently when we did the C2 zone. There was another sentence added to the end of it about needing to abut C1 zone property to be
right.
Qualified. That was actually added at town council.
It didn't appear in the write-up.
It was supposed to, because we talked about it had to be.
It did. It had supposed to, but it wasn't there. Oh. And I raised a concern about that, and they added it.
Oh, good, because it should have.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and I'm not sure that was proper, because it was never posted that way.
I get what you're saying. We can't amend it now at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe this can be amended now.
Okay. So we would have to. And so we have to accept all of this or none of it? Like, you can't say, like, we'll go with the zone change for Lot 14, but deny, we don't recommend the other two?
Let's get some opinions here. Letitia?
Well, my curiosity is, you're doing this so when you pass away, your kids don't have to jump. So when you do variances and things, do you have to redo those? Can those change hands?
No. Once a variance is granted, it's permanent.
So it doesn't.
It goes with the land.
Okay, that was my main concern of making a decision.
Tony. I think a variance is the right way to go because, like Alex, I think there's not enough single-family homes in this town and not enough R1A. So I think if anything, I would be okay with granting a variance on the properties and giving them the right of way through those. But I don't think we should change the zones.
We don't grant variance. Well, one zone. I have a little hard time just doing variance when a zone will handle it. When a rezone, we need to remember residential zones are relatively compatible with each other. Mm-hmm. Okay? R1 and R1A, there's almost no difference except lot size about what can be done there. So if one will qualify for R1, it's my opinion that it should be rezoned to R1, something that already fits.
I agree with that.
I think the only thing that a variance ought to be sought for is the one lot that doesn't qualify for anything except mobile home status, which is 7,000 feet, I believe.
That seems reasonable. I'd be okay with that, granting the variance and then rezoning the one to one R to RA or R1. I just don't see, with that being part of the back street, a reason to change it to commercial, because I mean we're already going to see that whole block eventually go commercial. I think
it would be planning and zoning granting the variance.
It's the board of adjustment.
Then they will go.
We can send them there.
Maybe.
Did we ever fill this?
We should do that.
No.
There's
one.
No.
Missing.
No.
Do you want to do that too?
No.
Riley, it's your turn to talk. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Probably not very good ones.
We're still looking for your opinion, Riley.
It's just as important as everybody else's here.
Say it so that it can be said in public.
That's hard. For me.
You talk slow.
If he won't come out.
Okay.
All right.
So you have no objections or recommendations either way?
I mean, I don't necessarily know that it's a big deal. I don't know that he's going to do anything drastic with it. He just wants it all in one, as one property instead of three separate, four separate.
Well, it'll be still four separate properties. He has to adjust the lot lines so that the driveway now is part of the store property.
So right now, the driveway's not part of the store property.
No, it goes through the two properties, right?
Yeah, you can see it on a couple of them.
So I recommended to Terry that he go for commercial like he did before, because that makes his lot line adjustments absolutely squeaky clean. It's easy for him.
Right.
Okay. If there isn't enough support here, we can go ahead and take a vote and send it to town council. They can override our vote if they feel differently.
What if you took the smaller property, the one that doesn't have the, or is too small for anything other than mobile home?
Tony lives on that.
Yeah.
That, on that side.
What if you took that chunk and made that commercial and kept the R1 on the other side? And then you could variance it more towards Tony's property?
I think, actually, you would have to do it the one where Gabriel lives, too. it's a little too small.
Yeah. Which one's too small for?
So Gabe's property's too small for anything.
You're looking at your map. You got a map.
I didn't get a map.
Or didn't you? No.
Gabe's house would be too small for anything. The one, if you're coming out the back way, the one on the right,
this is
would
the
still
one
fit R1,
be too small for
but not R1A.
This would qualify for all
the drive,
R1.
Well, then, what if that was the case?
Is well, that's a commercial.
That's what I'm getting at.
I feel like both of those. Terry, do you know what the like lot sizes would be after like the?
Both under 9,000.
Because that's what I was gonna say. Is like just eyeballing it, I don't see how either one of those, if all of the driveway that currently the hardware store is using goes away, how either one of those properties are big enough. Because this property is, but it's like twice the size of what would be left on either one of those.
That's the discussion we're currently having.
So, right, that's what I was saying. That's what I was getting at.
So just these two, but not the third.
Well, the houses are already on.
So what I'm getting at
is
if we have this smaller property that isn't going
to
work for
this one, does not
standard R1 or R residential.
Do we make that commercial?
Keep this one residential. Keep this one residential and absorb this into the commercial.
And he gets a variance for the smaller lot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it so that in the future somebody can't say stop and can't use that driveway.
And then I want to put it in trust so my kids can. Well, their house is right. And so I thought I have a deed that matches the shape. Well, at that point, you would be able to. That would all be a part of commercial. So your zoning, your lines wouldn't really matter, right? Yeah, the only issue would be the one R1A property on the corner. No, this one.
If we did not zone that commercial, then that would need a rezone. Do you remember how big that?
I gave you last time that spread out two by three.
So
I
this
had
is
to put these pages. I left them. Michael, get it.
No, don't worry about it. I remember the only property.
And make this commercial.
I think it was not big enough for R1A, but it qualified for R1 because it was about 10,000 square feet.
And they'd all still.
I think it was 9,500, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're both just under the R1?
They're both just under. No.
R1A.
What he's telling us tonight is they're both under R1.
Okay.
So I thought one was over 9,000 or right at 9,000.
I think it is.
That's what I remember from last week. Yeah. There was only the one property with the driveway through it that doesn't qualify.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, what I think should happen is that the one on the far right, which is 15, goes from R1A to R1. The one on the far left stays R1A because it doesn't need to be rezoned for any reason.
Right.
And then we have to decide that the little one, should we just rezone that commercial?
Or should we try to keep it R1A with a variance?
Well, but he still gets his commercial drive-through, regardless of those two decisions.
I think if he changed it to commercial, that whole part of the property could eventually become more storefront or something else. I'm not opposed to that middle one.
Not in my lifetime.
No, but maybe in my lifetime.
And basically, you know, I think if something like that probably will happen.
I want houses
for people to rent.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
And I understand that. I think you'd go through a lot less trouble having to go through that, making that commercial, and just absorbing that property into the existing commercial lot that you have for Terry's, instead of having to go through variances.
I'm willing to do whatever you guys would recommend that would let me.
We want to get your driveway through. No one's opposed to that.
Yeah, let me accomplish what I need to do. I'd like to be able to put that smaller piece in a trust so one of my kids can inherit that. And Sally and Luke doesn't get it. I'm trying to separate them, part of what I'm trying to accomplish. And then make it so illegal so somebody can't say, well, you, and what I'm going to do, they have access by the bank, easements, and they have access to come in on that road off by the high school, and they have off-street parking on all the properties. So I'm trying to accomplish that too.
Gotcha.
So whatever you recommend.
So with putting that property under the commercial lot, would that cause any issues with?
I don't think so.
He's trying to get it all commercial right now.
It has to sign a paper saying that it meets Arville Town's requirements for square footage.
When we sign this
zone change application, that's what we're doing.
Right.
Is we're verifying that these changes, we're not doing the, right now, the subdivision, the lot line adjustments. We're not dealing with that today.
Just the zone.
We can't because there's two lots that don't qualify. So we couldn't allow that. So this is in preparation for that.
So change him and give him his driveway commercial.
I think that's the right way to do it. We take the middle
lot. If it's easiest, again, I don't necessarily do easiest, but I would have no objection to 14 being commercial. If we don't touch 13 and then the other one gets to R1, I think that's a reasonable.
I agree with that. I think that's a proper way of doing it anyway. That'll give you all the easement that you need.
And then you don't have to go to variance board.
Yeah.
So the question is, where are we at now? As it is, has been presented, it's all three lots in their entirety.
It is.
It is. And I don't know whether there's support for that or not. We can take a vote and then send it on their way, but if we do that then and it's denied on the town council end, then he has to start over.
So how do we...
Well, what would cause the town council to say...
Could we table it, recommend these amendments, and start over? Brianna, what's the procedure for that?
We have to vote on it as is.
Yeah.
And right now it's to rezone all three of those commercial. We can't just... If we change it to this, and now we're going to...
Well, can you not just put in a new application for rezone and just not have to pay any of the fees?
That's the question, Brianna.
I would be fine with that.
If we table it with these recommendations and we do this again next month.
And just change it, so we're requesting the zone change on 15 to R1.
Yep.
Right.
And 14
to commercial. And we're dropping 13 completely.
I would be willing to just reword it and put it back out there. Terry. I don't believe that it would need a new public hearing.
Impactful than the hearing we just had.
Right.
Okay, so we can say we've had the public hearing.
Yeah.
And based on the public, based on the Planning Commission's views and recommendations, we should go another route. The public hearing is done with.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, the public supports whatever.
Yep. Is that true? Is there anybody here?
It was crickets. It was crickets, so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like the best option.
I think it's the best option.
Because I think... And I don't know this for sure, but with like fees and everything associated with it, if it's built into our ordinances, I don't know how much like leeway we have on those, but by doing this and tabling it and then readjust the wording, I think that works best.
Okay, I can agree with that. If Terry's good with that, it accomplishes what you need.
I'm sorry, it puts you back a month, but I apologize, but I think it's...
I've been 2 years.
Well, then a month shouldn't be that awful.
It took over a year to get the surveyor deal.
I still understand that.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to table this until the recommended corrections have been made and put it back on the agenda next month.
I'll make a motion to make it happen.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to table this for now, make some changes, and reconsider it again next month. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you, Terry. All right. Item number 3. Consider recommending for approval/denial the conditional use permit for Marlene Cohen at 1750 South State Street, Orderville, for use as a home as a vacation rental.
We're just waiting on the UDOT, right?
Okay, and I have that. Didn't get it sent out. Essentially, I tried to copy the email, but I had to copy and paste that to get the whole thing, because the email would not copy everything. UDOT has told her that since she already has an approved access point, that using this as a vacation rental does not change that, okay? And she's free to continue to use it as such.
I make a motion that we approve it.
I'll
I'll second it.
It's been motioned and seconded that we approve item number 3 for the Cohens to use their home as a vacation rental. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, consider recommending for approval slash denial a conditional use permit for Sean Riley at 390 West Prickly Pear Circle, Orderville, for use as a home as a vacation rental. Is this the one that's just an ownership change?
Yes. That's already a vacation rental.
I'll make a motion to approve.
It's been moved and seconded that we recommend approval for item number 4 for Sean Riley to use their home in Quarter Circle H as a vacation rental or to continue to do that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Number 5. Consider recommending for approval slash denial the conditional use permit for Weebok Sam Cubis at 1045 South Pinyon Pine Drive, Orderville, for use of home as a vacation rental.
This is already a vacation rental up at the Quarter Circle, and it just changed hands.
So this is another one. They're just having to do the...
I will abstain from the other one.
Okay. You're managing that for them?
And the previous one.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion on...
I'll make a motion to approve.
Number 5.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item number 5 for Weebok, how do you say that?
Sam Cubis. Cubis is his last name. There should be a space.
It should have been space. I wasn't coming back to fix it.
I thought it was some space age.
No, his name's Sam.
To continue to use this as a vacation rental. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item number 6, discuss slash consider date and time change of meetings. Tony?
We're going to do this every single month.
I just wasn't going to put it on, but,
We're going to do it every month until we figure out.
You know, we don't care. What does the town council do?
We have a public hearing set for the 1st of April.
Amazing.
Do we have to have a public hearing, though, Chris?
No, because it's not in the meeting.
I was just going to point that out, that the town council's is set by ordinance what their time and date is. You guys is set by agreement on however you want to do it.
Exactly.
So you can change it right now.
Right. Oh. The only thing is we were just waiting to see what the town council decided, and we wanted to kind of work with that so everybody stayed on the same page. Just as they're on the first Wednesdays, we'd be on the last Wednesdays. It'd just be, or the Thursday, we'd be Wednesdays. I just wanted to stay correlative with them. And if they decided to choose like a Monday afternoon, I would like us to change to a Monday afternoon. I think it'll give a little bit more options for people to come to these meetings and be a part of it.
We just discussed this before and everybody was okay with it. It doesn't matter to me. How does it affect you, Riley, if you meet at 5:30 instead of 7 on a Monday?
No difference.
It's still an inconvenience, right? And what Chris is pointing out is we really don't care what the town council decides to do.
And I understand that. I would just like to stay correlating with them.
I can agree with it. Do we want to take a vote on changing to Monday at 5:30?
Because if they don't change, then we're...
Then we're stuck to whatever...
No, we can change anything anytime we want. Chris just pointed that out.
I mean, fair, reasonable.
If Tony, you're a happier person by doing this...
It has nothing to do with me specifically. It's just collective. I would just assume stick with what the town council is choosing to do. That way we stay correlative.
My recommendation is that's what we want to do. Let's just
table it.
Yeah. No, let's just do it.
Just change it.
But what if they vote not to change it?
Doesn't matter. We don't care what they do.
They don't own us.
Yeah. Well, they do. But
we serve at their pleasure.
Yeah. If everybody wants
to
change,
we want
to
decide
that,
right now. I just don't know what day the town is deciding to change.
The public hearing is set for Mondays at 5:30.
Mondays at 5:30. Well, if everybody's on agreement with that, then
can we vote that if it goes through town council, then we will change?
We could.
If it doesn't, then we stay.
If we want to hang it on town council, that's fine. I don't care.
I don't care either. I just want to see.
You can almost just vote to mimic it.
That's what I was
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
whatever their choice is. I agree with that.
To move to the...
Can we get off our agenda forever?
We could.
Are you mad that I've been on the agenda this many times?
No.
A little jealous.
Are you? Yeah. You, no. You seem to be on there quite a few times too.
We've talked about it several times.
I think if the town council is deciding on 5:30 on Mondays, whatever Monday they choose, we should...
Let's vote to mimic whatever they do.
Mimic whatever
okay.
they do.
I'm done talking about this.
I hope so. We've talked about it for 3 months now.
It better not be on the agenda again. Okay. We'll just go ahead and take a vote on this. They're all in favor. I don't even think we need to do proper procedure because this is something we agree on.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody negative about moving to 5:30 Mondays on the last Monday of the month? Then we will do that. If we want to hang it on what town council does, fine. If we don't want to hang it around on town council and we just want to do it, I'm perfectly fine. That. Do you want to? Do you want to have a contingent?
I don't have a dog in this. I'll do whatever you want.
Well, I sense a little bit of hesitance in your tone of voice, so we will hang it on what town council does. Okay.
It works with me.
All right.
I have one thing for you guys. I don't know if you've received the email, but there is a basic land use law workshop April 8th from 3 to 6. At Bryce Canyon, if anybody is interested, it is free.
Yeah, I looked at that. You get online and you register it.
You do have to register, but
I will go.
Free.
I will go.
Okay. I'd be interested in going to that too.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a basic land use law workshop.
Yeah,
I'd like to go as well.
Yeah,
if Ed will drive.
I'll drive.
I'll carpool.
Yeah,
okay.
We can all
so
carpool.
So you guys work it out, but I sent it. If you need me to send it again, just go in and register. It's free to register.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody that wants to go, register soon so that there's a space there for us, and then we'll carpool up there.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you, Brianna.
That's all I have.
Anything else?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Ooh. It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion aye. Carries. We are done.
I know. I got detected.
Oh, yeah. I think it was good one.